Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Beginner English podcast.
That's right. We are so happy to have you with us today.
Today, we have a very fun and magical topic for you. It's about a small green creature and a lot of gold.
That's right. Today we're asking, why do leprechauns guard gold? It's a classic myth from Ireland.
It's a story many people know, especially around St. Patrick's Day.
Have you ever dreamed of finding a pot of gold? Well, a leprechaun might be in your way. We'll talk about these famous creatures and their treasure.
It sounds exciting, doesn't it? We'll explore the magic and the mystery.
You'll learn some fun new words and discover the secrets behind this legend.
So, get ready for a trip to a world of magic.
First, let's talk about who leprechauns are. They are small, magical people. They come from old stories in Ireland.
Yes, they are characters from Irish folklore. Imagine a small man, often wearing green clothes and a big hat.
They are very tiny, usually no taller than a child's knee, and sometimes they have a red beard.
They are often pictured with green, because green is the color of Ireland. It's also a color of nature and magic.
Yes, and many stories say they are shoemakers. They work hard making shoes for other magical creatures, like fairies.
So, they are like little craftspeople, always busy with their hammers and tiny shoes. They are very skilled.
They are also very shy. They like to be alone. You won't often see a leprechaun walking around in a busy town.
That's true. They prefer quiet places, perhaps hidden in the woods or under mushrooms.
And they are very, very tricky. If you try to catch one, they are very smart and hard to fool.
They are known for their cleverness. It is very hard to catch a leprechaun.
Because they are very old and work hard, maybe they collect things. And the most valuable thing they collect is gold.
So they are not just shoemakers. They are also guardians of treasure. Now let's talk about where they hide their gold. This is the most famous part. They keep a pot of gold at the very end of a rainbow.
Yes, it's a beautiful image, isn't it? A bright rainbow stretching across the sky with a pot of gold at its very end.
Why a rainbow? A rainbow is beautiful, but it's also very difficult to find the end. It moves away from you.
That's right. As you walk towards a rainbow, the end always seems to move further away. You can never truly reach it.
This makes the gold super secret. It's a perfect hiding place because it is always just out of reach.
Exactly. So it's not just any gold. It's gold hidden in the most magical, elusive spot. Elusive means hard to find or catch.
It really shows how clever leprechauns are. They pick a place that no human can really get to easily.
Think about it. Who would look for gold at the end of a rainbow? Most people know you can't really get there.
Only a very smart and tricky creature like a leprechaun would choose such a magical and impossible hiding spot.
It's a very imaginative way to keep a treasure safe from greedy hands.
It's part of their magic. They don't just have gold, they hide it in a magical way.
So, why do they guard it so strongly? Well, it's their treasure. They don't want to share it with anyone.
That's a very simple reason, but it's very true for them. It's their personal collection.
It's like your favorite toy or your most special thing. You don't want anyone to take it. Leprechauns feel the same about their gold.
Imagine your most valuable possession. You would protect it, right? Leprechauns protect their gold with all their might.
And remember, they are tricky. If you catch a leprechaun, he might offer you 3 wishes or his gold to be free.
But be careful. He will try to trick you to get away and keep his gold. They are masters of trickery.
For example, he might tell you to look away for just a second, and when you look back, he is gone, and so is the gold.
They are very quick and smart. You need to be even smarter if you want to get past a leprechaun's tricks.
So, they guard gold because it's valuable, they are possessive, and they are very clever at keeping it safe and secret.
They value their gold more than anything, and they will use all their magic and wit to protect it.
So, to quickly review, leprechauns are small, magical shoemakers from Ireland.
They hide their pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
And they guard it very carefully because it's their special treasure, and they are very tricky.
It's a wonderful and old story that tells us about Irish culture and imagination.
It's a fun story, isn't it? Maybe you'll see a rainbow today and think of a little leprechaun.
We hope you enjoyed learning about these interesting creatures.
Thank you for listening to our podcast today.
Thank you for joining us on this mythical journey. We hope you learned some new words and enjoyed our story today.
See you next time on the Language Learning Podcast.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.